to the first big line on Samech Aleph Amar Aleph. Vayiviel ha'adam, talking about how the Rabbanu Shem created Chava. So he brought her to Adam. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Malamed Shenasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shush bin La'adam Harishon. The Kodesh Baruch Hu became a Shush bin is somebody who's a friend and helps a person come to the chuppah. Rashi, Shush bin, Mishtadl b'chupaso v'zivugo. The Marsha says a Shush bin, the Lashon of Shush bin is a Reyes, a friend. So anybody who's shadchen or also helps to make the chasana, he's called a shushbin. Today the shushbinim are the people who escort the chasana and kala to the chuppah. We can limda Torah derech eretz. She yalzu gadol im hakatan b'shushbinus. That even a greater person should help out a lesser person when it comes to shushbinus. Velo yer alone. You shouldn't feel bad about it. The Rabbanu Shem can help out Adam and Chava than anybody. Is not too big to help out somebody smaller. Well, the mandomer partsuf hay minayu sogi bereisha, according to the one that Adam Harishon was like Siamese twins. So which side went first? Which side faced forward? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok mistabra the gavra sogi bereisha. Mistabra the male side went first. The Tanya lo yahalach Adam achorei isha b'derech. Person is not allowed to walk behind a woman when they're walking. Ba'afilu ishto. Even his own wife. Nizdam lelo ala gesher yisalkenu litzdodim. If on a bridge where there's only a single file, right, you have a woman in front of you, you should walk a little bit to the side. The chol ha'over achorei isha b'nahar, and somebody who walks behind a woman in the nahar where she has to pick up her clothing, ein lo chelik olam haba. The Tosfos said it's only where you do it all the time, and you could come to what's it called to be over Gilui Arayos. Rashi. In the beginning, there were Siamese twins. Which one went first? Which one went forward? Rashi was not usher to walk behind your wife. It's not proper. Because the greater person, the man who's chayiv in more mitzvahs, is greater than the woman. So he should walk in front and the woman walk behind. Nizdam lelo al gesher, eishes ish. Here, where it says that it's osir, and you lose your chelik in olam haba or whatever, that's talking by somebody else's wife, he lefonav, not your own wife. Yisalkenu litzdodim, ad sheyaver lefonav. You should walk on the side until you get in front of her. Achorei isha benar, achorei eishes ish, eishes ish, here again, talking not about your own wife, but an eishes ish. Magbas tigadehom et mehamayim. Here, when she walks in the water, she lifts up her dress, because of the water. The Zemistakelbun, you're walking behind her and watching her, so that's, if you do that all the time, Tulsa says, Pirishim Rogil Bakach, Lefishiyovali Deinio, if you're going to end up losing your Chelik in Olam Haba. Okay. The Rambam here learns that, even by Ishto is an Isser, not just a Genai. That even your own wife, you're not allowed to walk behind. And the reason is either because, like it says, lo yar b'sicha im ha'isha afilu b'ishto, because you come to be too familiar with having relations, or you'll come to be maharer in other women because of that. So the idea of walking behind her, even your own wife, is that you see her movements, and it gets you to think thoughts that aren't proper. The some hold it's only what's it called could be by mar b'sicha and ha'isha is only when she's in nida, so it could be over here also it's talking like that, even though I didn't see anybody who says that, and therefore all the other things apply also, not only to ishes ish like Rashi says, but according to the Rambam it applies to all, even your own wife. Now according to the opinion that with your own wife it's aser because you see her movements, so they say lechora mashma from the Gemara, not like that, because with your own wife, right, Adam and Chava, they were facing the other way. So if the woman went first, the man went behind her but backwards. So he wasn't watching her at all. There could be there's no kasha, because if you walk behind the woman, you're not connected to her and you're looking at her. That's one thing. But if you're being dragged by her because you're connected on the back, that's the same thing. Right? The fact that you're being dragged by her right, is the has the same effect as if you'd be watching her. So therefore, the Gemara compares a man being dragged behind his wife, where they're connected, to the same thing as somebody walking behind his wife and watching her movements. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hamaratza mos meisha miyada liyada, a person who gives money from hand to hand, even though he's not touching her or whatever, but he's giving money from hand to hand, kedei listakilba, in order they should be able to look at her. Mashma, that what's it called, there's no isser of giving money from hand to hand when there's no physical contact, if the reason you're doing it is not to look at her. But if you're using that as an excuse, listakilba, and listakil doesn't mean just to look, it means to intently gaze. So if you're using this as an excuse, right, count the money, pruta by pruta, from hand to hand, to be able to intently look at this woman, then afilu yesh biyado Torah ma'isim tovim k'moshe Rabbeinu. Even if you have Torah ma'isim tovim k'moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinaka midina shel Gehenna. You're still going to go to Gehenna. Okay. Therefore, the minig is not to, many places, not to hand money from hand to hand, right? Even if there's no physical contact, even though it's not what the Gemara is talking about. Somebody who gets change in the store, and the woman drops the money into your hand, that's not what it's talking about over here. It's only talking where you're doing it listakilba. Shenemer yad liyad lo yinake ra lo yinake medina shel gehenna. Amar Rav Nachman manoach am haaretz hoya. Manoach ozanam haaretz. Tzeiva yelech manoach acharei ishto, because he walked after his wife. Maskif lo Rav Nachman Yitzchok el miata gabi Elkana. Tzeiva yelech Elkana acharei ishto. Right, by Elkanah, it also says Vayelech Elkanah Acharishto. And if you see, there's no little circle because this is not a pasuk. It also says anywhere what's it called in Tanakh, right? So therefore, Tosha says we're not goris it. There's a big marshal here who learns that the pasuk is talking about the pasuk in Shoftim. Yeah, the pasuk says by he eish echad min arasa. One second. Because the pasuk is by Pilegish Begiva, Divrei Hayomim. The pasuk is by Yikach Lo Isha Pilegish Begiva by Shlechem, by Yokam Isha Vayelech Achareva. And he brings down, it could be that this was talking about Elkanah. So the Gemara just brought it down, the Kitzur Vayelech Elkanah Acharishto, but it's referring really to this pasuk. The Marsha says that it's a different pasuk by Elkanah, that he went El Beso. Vayelech, it says, Vayelech Elkanah Haramasa Al Beso. It doesn't say El Beso. Al Beso means Beso is Ishto, that he walked after his wife. But in any case, it's very difficult. That there's no pasuk that says exactly what this pasuk says. Okay. So Elkanah, we don't find, was an Amoritz, and yet it says well, he also walked after his wife. Gabi Elisha. Elisha was a Novi. Desiv ayokam ve'ilech achareho. Hachinami achareho mamish. Ela acharei dvareho. Right here it doesn't mean he walked after her. It means that in mamish in back of her, it means he went after what she said. Ve'acharei etzasa, what she advised him. Hachinami acharei dvareho v'acharei etzasa. Same thing by Elkanah. Doesn't mean he walked after in back of his wife. It means he followed what she said. Omer of Ashi, Ulamaydik Omer of Nachman, Manoach Am Ha'aretz Hoya. That which it said, Rav Nachman said, Manoach was an Am Ha'aretz. Now we have no Raya who is an Am Ha'aretz either, because maybe it doesn't mean that he went after her physically, he just followed her advice and listened to her. Afilu Be'rav Nomi Lokar. According to what's it called, what Rav Nachman said originally, that Manoach was an Am Ha'aretz because he walked behind his wife, so he was worse than an Am Ha'aretz. Right? Even he didn't know a pasuk. Shenemer v'tokam rifka v'naro seho v'tirkavna al hagmolim v'taylachna acharei ha'ish v'lo lifnei ha'ish. Even school children know that women go after men and not men after women, because Rivka went after Eliezer, not in front of him. Amar Rav Yochanan, achorei ari v'lo achorei isha. Better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman. And the Marsha said it's talking in a case where you have two ways to go, and you have to save yourself from something. Something is a danger or whatever, and you have two paths to escape. One path is behind a lion, and the other path is behind a woman. So better to go behind a lion than behind a woman. Achorei isha v'lo achorei akum. better to walk behind a woman than to walk behind Avodah Zorah. Achori Akum velo Achori Beis HaKnesses. It's better to go behind Avodah Zorah and not, what's it called, not behind the Beis HaKnesses. And the Gemara says in Psachim that if you have two drachim to go, you have to get somewhere, and there's only two ways to go. One passes by a Beis Avodah Zorah, and the other passes by a Beis Gilui Arayos. Better to go on the path with Gilui Arayos than Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is more dangerous than Gilui Arayos. So same thing over here. Better to walk behind the woman, right, if you have no other choice, then the other only choice is to go behind Avodah Zorah. Better to go behind the woman than the Avodah Zorah. You have no other choice. There's no other, it's either one or the other. And it's also better to walk behind Avodah Zorah than to walk behind a shul b'shar shatzim mispaulim. To walk behind a shul when the tzibur is mispaul. And the Marsha says, because walking behind the shul when the tzibur is mispaul looks like you don't believe in the Rabban Shul, because you're not going in. Right? The Marsha says, but there are exceptions. But Avodah Zorah could be you believe in God, just believe in Avodah Zorah too. So you see from this Marsha clearly that atheism is worse than Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, at least you believe in something. Right, you can believe in God also, plus the Avodah Zorah. But atheism, not believing in anything, is worse. The Lo Amran El Lo Dori Mida, we had this before. It's only talking, we're not carrying something. If you're carrying something, it's clear that the reason you're not going in is because you're busy. The Dori Mida Leslanba. The Lo Amran El Deleka Pischachrina. The Ika Pischachrina Leslanba. It's only talking where there's no other entrance to the shul. So you pass by the only entrance, it's obvious you're not going in. But if there's another entrance, people will say you're going in the other door. It's only where you're not riding a donkey. If you're riding a donkey, it's obvious that you're busy. So it's no problem of passing by the door riding a donkey, because it's not that you don't want to daven, you don't believe, you're busy with something else. Even if you're not riding a donkey, and you're not carrying anything, and there's no other door, but you're wearing tefillin, right? If you're wearing tefillin, it's obvious that you believe in the Ribbono Shel and you're mekabel olam shamayim. So the reason you're going in, it must be other reasons, not the fact that you don't believe. Rashi. Liad liad lo yinachira. Afilu kimoshe Rabbeinu shekibel Torah miyamino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you're like Moshe Rabbeinu who received the Torah yad liad from the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam, lo yinachira v'kra b'isha mishtoi. It's talking over there by your dealings with women. Am ha'aretz lo shimish talmidei chachamim shelo lamed mishnah zu sheshaninu lo yahalech adam achorei isha v'afilu hi ishto. Obviously, Manoach was an am ha'aretz. He never learned this mishnah that you're not allowed to walk behind a woman. Ulamai dekomer Rav Nachman shehalach acharei ha'mamish im kein afilu beirav im tinoko shebeis rabin lamed lakos. Not just he wasn't an am ha'aretz. He didn't learn. He didn't even know chumash. He didn't learn what they learn in cheder. Since you're not going in, everybody else is going to daven, it looks like you are poreik all and mevaza the Beis HaKnesses. The Stam also would apply if there's another minyan. Right? There's another minyan. Some people say you daven at the other minyan, or you're going to daven at the other minyan. The Dori Midi, Ein Kan Ginai, the Mucha Milsa, the Haid Lo Nichnas, the Teham Mosri. If you're carrying something, it's obvious you're not going in because you're carrying something. The Ika Pischachrina ain't can bizui. Demand the Chazi sover be Pischachrina leila. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rav Yetzer Hara dom lizvuv. The Yetzer Hara is like a fly. The Yoshe ben Shnei Miftechei Halev that sits between the two openings of the heart. Shneimar zvuvei mavis yavish yabia shemen rokeach. The flies of death. The Yetzer Hara is like a fly. And they say that a few different mishalim, why it's like a fly. One is it never gives up. Right? A dog, you kick it, it'll stay away. Okay? But a fly, no matter what you do, it keeps coming back. It's a horror, it never gives up. Another idea, it says it's a horror, is like a fly, that the fly can't do anything unless you start. If you don't take a bite out of an apple, the fly is not going to be able to eat the apple. If it's the whole. Once you take a bite out of it, then the fly can come and also take bites out of it. So unless you give a place for the Yetzer Hara to start, he doesn't have a chance. When you give him a start, then he has a chance like a fly. Another idea is flies are attracted to decaying things. So when you already let you start decaying, that's when the flies come. If you're whole, you're not decaying, then everything's fine. Okay, Shmuel Amar, Kiminchitahu. The Yetzer Hara is like a grain of wheat. who domeh? Shenemar lepetach chatas robet. By the opening, if you let there be an opening, the chatas, which is the Yetzer Hara, and it sounds like chita, that's where he crouches. Tana Rabbanan, shnei klayus yesh lo ba'adam. This person has two kidneys. Achas yuatzos l'tova. One gives good advice. The achas yuatzos l'raim. One gives bad advice. Right? Doesn't mean the physical kidneys, but every physical organ has a spiritual counterpart. If a person had a kidney removed, he doesn't only have the Yetzer HaTov or only a Yetzer Hara. Right? I'm talking about the physical, but the physical kidney has something to do with Yetzer, because the physical kidney is a filter. Filters out the poisons from the liquids of the body. So two Yetzers filter out your Negius and leave you with the proper instruction. The right kidney is the one that gives good advice, and the left one is the one that gives bad advice. The heart of the chacham is to the right, and the heart of the ksil is small. Marsha says we don't have two hearts. So it doesn't mean the heart, it means the advisors to the heart. So there's the right side advisor and the left side advisor. The right side is the chacham, and the left side is the ksil, is the yetzer hara. Rashi. Yabia lashon avabuos kol mashke masriach mala resicha avabuos, foam. Anything that turns bad makes a foam on the top. So zvuve moves, the flies of what's it called of death, sour and foam up what's it called shemen rokeach. Even good oil turns sour from the yetzer hara. Chatas lashon chita darishle. Kloyus yoatzos. As halev asei kein, right? They give advice, do this. Bahalev, okay, we get on that. Let's go on. Tana rabbanan. Kloyos yoatzos, the function of the kidneys, and again, we're not talking about the physical function necessarily. Kloyos yoatzos, the kidneys give etza. Lev mevin, the heart understands. Lashon mechateich, the tongue, cuts the speech into words. Pe gomer, the mouth finishes off the words. Veshet machnis, the esophagus takes in food. Umotzi kol mine machal, and also what's it called when you throw up, it comes through your esophagus too. Kone motzi kol, your windpipe, trachea, is from what you speak. Reya. Shoeves kol mine mashkin, your lungs absorb all of the vapors of the body. Koved koes, from the liver comes anger. Mora zorekes botipa umani choso, right? The mora, the gallbladder, throws in a bitter tipa into the kaved and puts down a person's anger. I guess that's what it means. Puts down his anger. Tchul, the spleen. Sochek, that's where a person has laughter from and levity from the spleen. Kurkivan, tochen. The kurkivan is like the in a bird. It's the first stomach, which is like the rudimentary stomach in an animal. Person doesn't have a kurkavan, but that's where the food is ground up, nice begins to be digested. Keva yeshena, the stomach sleeps. In other words, it's just a repository where juices are put into the food in the stomach. Af neor, but the nose is always awake, it's always breathing. If you stop breathing, if your nose falls asleep, right, you can't live. Neir hayoshon, if the sleeping one wakes up, if your stomach starts to wake up, right, yoshon haneir, and your nose goes to sleep, nimuk v'holichlo, then that's you're going to end up deteriorating. Tana im shneim yishanim, if both your stomach and your nose are asleep, o shneim neurim, or both your stomach and your nose are awake, niyad meis, the person would die immediately. And again, this is all not necessarily the physical things, talking about the spiritual counterparts, and we'll see when we finally get to the end of the Gemara and we go back about the dreams and about the Agadata, we'll see that what Chazal are saying over here is not biology, but so does HaTorah that they had to clothe in these kinds of ways. Okay. But the simple meaning also has a simple meaning too. Whether it's that significant or not is not that important. But you can understand it simply also, and what it says simply here is also understandable. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, let's see the Rashi. First, Shoeves Kol Mini Mashkin. Rashi's over here. Yeah, Rashi. Kloyos Yoatzos Es Halev Asei Kein. The Halev Mevin Vayesh Lolasos. The heart understands what to do. Im Yishma La'atzos HaKloyos. If the heart knows if it should listen to the advice given by the kidneys, Im Lav or not. Menayin Shakloyos Yoatzos. How do we know that the kidneys are the ones that give advice? Shneamar Avorich Es Hashem Asher Yotzani Af Leilos Yisiruni Chil Yosai. Pasuk. I thank the Rabbanu Shlomo who gives me advice. Af Leilos Yisiruni, my kloyos are the ones that make me suffer with this advice. Menayin Shaleim Mevin Shneamar Av Lelavav Oyavin. Pasuk says your heart understands. The Loshen Mechatech Hadibur Lahotzim Yipiv. The tongue enunciates the words, v'hapeh himasvasayim gomra motzio, and the lips bring out the speech. Sho'eves kol mini mashkin, apal pi shehein nichnosim v'keres, derech haveshet, even though the liquids go into the stomach through the esophagus, hareya motzosason, v'sho'avsa mibad l'dofni hakeres. The vapors or whatever are aspirated through the lungs. Zorekis botipa, mara, the gallbladder puts in a bitter drop into the kaved, into the liver, and the anger that the liver causes subsides. Sochek tschok, levity. Kurkivan ba'ofu hemsis bebehema. It's like the rudimentary stomach of a behema where the food is ground up, churned, in order to be able to be digested. Tochein hamachol, right, it grinds up the food. Af hachotem neor mekitzo mishnaso. Right, the nose wakes you up. Neor hayoshen, the yoshen aneor, shenischalfu bo hashena min ha'at ha'keva na'ores. Right, if you go to sleep through your nose and your stomach is what wakes you up, nimuk v'holichlo, misnavna, you deteriorate. The nimshach lemisa, you end up deteriorating until you die. Lashon Acher, Neir Hayoshin, Hakeva, right? If the sleeping stomach, wakes you up, Vinimtsu Keva V'Afnur, and both of them are awake, Sheino Yoshin Klal, O Yoshin HaNeir, Vinimtsu Shnei Mishanim, Ve'eno Neir Kim Bekoshi, then if both are awake, you can't sleep, and if both are asleep, you can't wake up. So then, it's a bad sign. It's bad for the person. Let's go on. Tanya Rav Yosef Aglili Omer, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan. Tzadikim are directed, the way Rashi learns, by their Yetzer Tov. Shenemer V'libi Cholol B'Kirbi. My heart is, hollow within me. Rishoyim Yetzer Ra Shoftan. Rishoyim, the Yetzer Hora, directs them. Shenemer Nu'um Pesha L'Rosha B'Kerav Libi Ein Pachet Elokim L'Neged Einov. Beinonim zevezeh shoftan. Middle of the road people are directed by both the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. Shenemer yamod yimina evyom oshia mishoftei nafsho. Amar Rava kigon anu beinonim. We're beinonim. Amar le'abaya lo shovik marchai lechober. If you're a beinoni, then there's no tzaddikim. Amar Rashi. The libi cholo bekirbi, yetzer hara hariu kenes bekirbi. I don't have a yetzer hara. The yetzer hara is like dead inside of me. Sheish biyadi lekopa. I can totally overcome it. Neum pesha l'rasha. Amar David, bekerev libi, yesh. In my heart, there's also that rasha. V'omra anisha pesha neum l'rasha. That pesha, that yetzer hara, speaks to the rasha. Kolomar sha yetzer hara, omar l'rasha, al yepachet elokim l'neged einecha. To the Rosh is Yetzer Hara only speaks to him. Alma Yetzer Hara Shofto Achimarchiko Sheno Mispachet Miyotzra. So that's how Rashi learns, that the Yetzer Hara directs the Rosh, the Yetzer Tov directs the Tzaddik, and the Beinoni is directed by both. The Marsha says, that's obvious, what do you need a Gemara to tell me that? Right? But he says what it means is, Shofet Mamish. Just like the Yetzer Hara is the, who Yetzer Hara, who Satan, who Malach HaMavis, So the Yetzer Hara judges the person, the Rasha. The Yetzer HaTov judges the Tzaddik. When Tzaddik does something wrong, his Yetzer HaTov judges him. And when the Rasha does something wrong, his Yetzer Hara judges him. And a Beinoni is judged by both. And the Tanya says that this idea of Yetzer Hara, Shofto, or whatever means a Tzaddik Gomer has no Yetzer Hara. He's already destroyed his Yetzer Hara, and everything he does is directed from his Yetzer HaTov. And the Rasha is the opposite. He has destroyed his Yetzer HaTov, and everything he does, even the good things he does, come from the Yetzer Hara. And the Beinoni, some things come from the Yetzer Hara, and some things come from the Yetzer HaTov. Okay, go on. The Amar Rava, no. Omar Rava, Kigon Anu Ben Omar Leabagan, Omar Rava, Lo Ivri Alma El Rishi Gemure, the world was created only for Rishoyim Gemurim, that's this world, right? The Marsha says the extra good in this world was only created for Rishoyim to pay them for their mitzvahs in this world so she'd lose her Olam Haba. O the Tzaddik, and the extra good in Olam Haba was only created for Tzaddikim Gemurim, who won't have anything taken off their Olam Haba, and they have total Olam Haba. Omar Rava, Leida Inish Benafshim, Tzadik Gomer Wimlav, right? A person should know on his own if he's a Tzadik Gomer or not. Omar Rav, Lo Ivri Almel La'achel Ben Omri, Ulrab Chanina Ben Dosa. Right? The world was created either for Rishoyim Gemurim like Achav Ben Omri, to pay him for his mitzvahs in this world, and Achav Ben Omri was a rich man, so he got paid for his mitzvahs in this world, so he could lose Olam Haba. Reb Chanina Ben Doso didn't get anything from this world. Right? He ate the Kav Charuvim from week to week, and he had a total Olam Haba. La'achabim Omri Olam Hazeh. Reb Chanina Ben Doso Olam Haba. Rashi. Ki Yamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemin Evyon Oshia Mishoftei Nafsho. Shma Mino Yesh Lecho Adam Sheyesh Lo Nafsho Shei Shoftim. That's the Beinoni. Lo Shovik Mar Chai Lecho Berim. Ata Min HaBeinonim. If you, Rava, Abaye said, are a Beinoni, Ain't lecha tzadik gomer ba'olam. There's nobody who's a tzadik gomer. And then the Marsha says that Rava said it al tzanivus, but not necessarily that he was really a beinoni. Okay. The Rashi Gemuri ha'olam hazeh she'ain lohem la'olam haba klum tzrichim likol schar and kat. Rishoyim Gemurim don't have any olam haba, so they have to get their reward in this world. Kegon achav shoya osher ma'od the kamerle ben hadad kasbech of a zahav chalihu. Right. Acha was a tremendously rich person. The tzaddiki gemuri olam haba. Shein lehem b'olam hazeklum. They don't have anything in this world that eats up their olam haba. Kigon Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Shedaila v'kav charuv me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. He was satisfied with kav charuvin. Doesn't mean that a tzaddik gomer can't have anything in this world. But he doesn't have it in this world to take the benefit from this world. Says Rabbi Yudah Nasi was also a rich man. Before he died, he lifted his 10 fingers to Shemayim. He said, I wasn't a henna from this world with even one of the fingers. So Reb Tzadik says, doesn't mean he didn't enjoy this world. They didn't enjoy it for the sake of enjoying this world where it could come off as Olam Haba. He used it for the sake of Olam Haba. Velde Apyan says, that's what we say in benching. The Rachamim, the Chayim, the Shalom, the Chol Tov, umi Kol Tuv li Olam al Yechasreinu. He says, we ask for all good in this world, but it shouldn't come off our cheshbon olam haba. Mikol tuv le'olam al yechasreinu. He says if you have somebody who works for a company, right, and they have a lunch hour where they're off for an hour, so if they eat lunch in the company cafeteria, they have to pay. But if you have an executive who's working no set hours, so his being around the company is beneficial to the company, then if he eats lunch in the company cafeteria and doesn't go somewhere else, he doesn't have to pay. Because his eating lunch is for the sake of the company. He's there so he can be around to see what's going on. The other person's eating lunch is for his own sake. So if you're eating for your own sake, you have to pay for it. If you're doing it for the sake of the company, it's on the company's cheshbon. So that's what we sell the Rabbanu Shlom. Give me all these good things, but I don't want it for my own sake. I want it to be able to use them to serve you. If that's the case, the olam, mikol tuv li olam, from all the good for olam haba, al yichasrenu, don't take it off our cheshbon, put it on the company's cheshbon. Don't put it on our cheshbon. It's the same thing over here. Tzadik Gomer has nothing. It doesn't say Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa only ate kav charuvin. Shedai lo b'kav charuvin. It was enough for him. He didn't need anything more. If he had more, he did it, used it for something beneficial. Okay, let's go on. V'yohavtus Hashem Elokecha. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, im nemer b'chol nafshecha, loma nemer b'chol modecha. If it said b'chol nafshecha, why do you have to say b'chol modecha? Im nemer b'chol modecha, loma nemer b'chol nafshecha. And if it already said you have to love the Rabbanu Shem with all your money, why does it say b'chol nafshecha? And im yesh l'cho adam shegufo chaviv l'avimono, if you have somebody whose body is more important to him than his money, l'kach nemer b'chol nafshecha. Then you have to love the Rabbanu Shem with that which is most precious to you. So if the most precious thing to you is your physical being, not your money, then love the Rabbanu Shem more than your physical being. If somebody whose money is more chaviv to him, more precious to him, right? Not more important, more precious than his body. The people who value their money more than their bodies, right? They're willing to suffer physically to get more money. And they're people who like to be healthy more than they like money. So whatever is more precious to you, that's what you should love the Rabbanu Shem. That's why it says when Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef for the first time, he was reading Kriya Shema, because that was the most precious thing that he had. Seeing Yosef was at that moment the most. So at that moment, the Rabbanu Shem was more precious to me even than Yosef. That's why he read Kriya Shema then. And the Gemara says in Chulin that it's not stam crazy people whose money is more precious than their body. Tzaddikim value their money that's more precious than their body. We learn from Yaakov Avinu. He was willing to put his body into danger for his money. And we explained once that tzaddik, more than once, that tzaddik is what's called, sees his money and his body as tools to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. So which tool is more precious? Right? Not more important, more precious. More important it can't be that the money is more important than your body, because if you don't have a body, you don't have money either. But which is more precious to the person? Right? What's more mechabev? You're more mechabev that which you put more effort into. So the body, you didn't put any effort into getting it. It's a birthday present. Right? First birthday, you were given a body as a present. So you put effort into using it and to maintaining it. But your money, since tzaddikim don't steal, they have to put a lot of effort into earning their money, honestly. Then they have to use it, and then they have to maintain it. So there's three efforts in the money and only two efforts in the body. Their money is more precious as a kli l'avodas Hashem than their bodies as a kli l'avodas Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Omer, b'chol nafshecha, afilu notlas nafshecha. Rabbi Akiva says, b'chol nafshecha means even if the Rabbanu Shalom demands that you die for him, you have to give up your nefesh in this world for him. And that is only under certain circumstances. Pashas is talking about avodah zarah. It also could apply to other mitzvahs if it's a shach hashmad. There's a time when the malchus wants to stop us from keeping mitzvahs, then you have to give your life for every mitzvah, even for a minig. But only if you have to do something wrong, but not refraining from doing something. Even b'shas hashmad, right, they made a gzeirah, you can't do mitzvahs, you don't have to put on tefillin to go against the gzeirah. You're allowed not to put on tefillin. But you can't do anything that would be wrong to do, even a small thing. You have to give up your life rather than giving it up. Or it's talking to Farhesia. There's 10 Jews that know that you're doing this Adera. Then it's a Chilul Hashem. You have to give your life for any mitzvah. Or we'll see that it's possible that even under none of those circumstances where you really have to save your life and not be killed, if you're a tzaddik or whatever, you want to be machmer, you can be machmer. If you make a Kiddush Hashem or whatever, you're allowed to be machmer and give up your life even when you're not required to give up your life. But that's only where you're going to make a Kiddush Hashem. But if it's not going to make any Kiddush Hashem, stam, then it's suicide, the Rambam says, and you're a fool to give up your life when you don't have to. Tana Rabbanan. Pam achas gozra malchus harishah, shalo yasku b'yisrael b'torah. One time, the Roman government made a gzera that Klal Yisrael not allowed to learn Torah. Bo Papas ben Yehuda, motzol Rabbi Akiva sheyam makal kehilas barabim, v'osik b'torah. Papas ben Yehuda found Rabbi Akiva gathering people together publicly and learning Torah. Omar le Akiva, iatom Yisrael b'nei malchus, aren't you afraid of the government? Omar lo em shalachom mashal. There was a fox that was walking on the bank of the river, and he saw fish that were gathering into groups, right, and running from place to place. So Marsha says the shul is a chayat meya, represents our enemies, and it was walking on the banks of the river, and he saw the fish. Klal Yisrael compared to fish. Right, and they're in water in Torah, and they're gathering together to learn Torah. That's the mashal of miskabsin, mimakom lamakom. Amr lohem, it may matem borchim. Why are you running around? Fish. Amr lohem, it may rishos, so shemedim aleinu b'nei adam. We're afraid of the nets that are set out there to capture us, which are the tsaras, the xeris, that the goyim made against us. Amr lohem, ritzonchem shetal li abasha, v'nodra ani v'atem, k'shem shedora avosem avoseichem. Just like by Churban Bayis Rishon, the Marsha says, the Yidden left the Torah, and they lived like the goyim. So the goyim come and tell us, why don't you come live like us, and we'll leave you alone. Everything will be fine. People who say you are the wisest of the animals, you're not wise at all. You're a fool. If in the water, with Torah, we're afraid of you, surely if we come on the dry land, we'll be more afraid. So therefore, we're still in danger, even though we're learning Torah. If we stop learning Torah, we'll be even more danger. So there's no benefit of stopping to learn Torah in a time of the Gzeres HaMalchus. The Smichas Chachamim says, the marshal is also, the deeper the fish go into the water, the safer they are. The deeper you learn Torah, and that's why he was Matul Kehilos Barabim, he got people together, and the more people learning, the deeper the Torah is also, that also is more protective. They arrested Rabbi Akiva, they put him into jail. The Tafsu, the Papas Ben Yehuda, the Chavshu Etzlo. And they also arrested Papas Ben Yehuda for something else. He was doing something else against the government. Amar lo Papas Miyaviyachalakan. Right? So Amar lo Papas Miyaviyachalakan. So Rabbi Akiva said to Papas, how'd you get here? Right? I was teaching Torah. What'd you do? So he was counterfeiting whatever he was doing. Amar le Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenit passed al divrei Torah oylo lepapish shenitzos al dorim etelim. He said, "You're lucky. At least you were put into jail for kiddush Hashem, right? You're makadosh shem shamayim by being put in. I was put into jail for dvarim betelim." B'shoshal tzius Rabbi Akiva lehariga lechach nemar bechol modecha min hachaviv olecha. Whatever is more precious to you, love the Rabbanu Shem more. He should be more precious than the most precious thing to you.